All right, some people in Arizona are licking these toads. You see, these toads secrete a toxin. If you lick the toad, the toxin can bring about psychedelic effects like other drugs.
To clarify, you're saying toads with a D, not toes as in feet, right?
Right. I mean,
okay.
Licking toes, that's a whole different topic for another show. And I mean, I'm sure we'll get into that at some point. No, licking toads, like, you know, the frog. There is a toad known as the Sonoran Desert Toad, also known as the Colorado River Toad. And they've been showing up in the Phoenix, Arizona area because of recent rainfall. So they excrete this toxin that is called 5-MeO-DMT. And people lick the toad and get high. Now, about 25 years ago, the Simpsons had a show, and there was a part in the show about licking toads. I mean, this is a real thing. This is not new. This has happened before. Now it's something new in Arizona because they're showing up in the Phoenix area and people are licking them. The problem is that sometimes this toxin can lead to sickness or even it can even kill you. But, you know, that doesn't stop people from wanting to get high. I mean, cocaine could kill you. I mean, especially now with fentanyl out there on the market. So that doesn't stop some people from using cocaine. But the effects of this are similar to like the psilocybin that comes from mushrooms and DMT. And so the effects involve visual, auditory, time perception, because that's really distorted when you lick the toad. There can be different emotional experiences and memory impairment. So some people might not even remember that they licked the toad. But, I mean, this is a dangerous thing. But, you know, when word gets out there, like on social media, that if you lick these toads, you get high, I mean, that's all some people need to go out and look for the toads and try to lick them. Now, this is a rather large toad. In fact, it's the largest toad in North America. It's about 7 inches long. I mean, think about it. I mean, I'm not talking about legs extended, but when the frog is just sitting there, it's like 7 inches long. That's a big toad. And these glands are very prominent, and they secrete this potent toxin, and people are licking the toads to get high. And isn't it amazing what people will do to get high? I mean, licking a toad. I mean, toads are not the prettiest creature on the planet. And to pick up just a toad in the wild and lick it, also hearing that it's, you know, it's a toxin, so you could get sick or you could die. It just seems like it's, I don't know, it's not worth it. I mean, do a shot of Jack Daniels or something. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get a buzz. I mean, you don't need to lick a toad. I mean, Coleman, you can get a buzz without licking a toad, right?
Yeah, but it also makes me wonder who looked at the toad and decided to lick it to figure out that's even a thing that you can actually do. Like, who looked at the toad at first and said, I wonder what would happen if I lick it? I always wonder, like, who was the first person to eat an oyster when he saw it? Or who was the first person to look at a crab and say, you know what, I want to try that and put it in my mouth? Like, who are these people that find these weird-looking exotic animals and decide, let's put that in my mouth and see what happens?
I think that's a great point. I mean, you know, I can think about a lot of things where people would say, wait, putting that in my mouth? You think I'm going to do that? But anyway, you know, going back to the oyster, I've thought about that too. I mean, you crack open the shell and you see this thing that looks like a loogie and, you know, you eat it. I made the mistake once, and this was years ago. I made the mistake once of biting an oyster in half, and it was a pretty big oyster. And I bit it in half and I looked at the center. It's black. It's disgusting. I did not eat oysters for years after that. And I finally got back to eating oysters again.
So, Scoot, you know that most of the milk products that we buy from stores come from cows, right?
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, who was the first person to discover that cow milk was edible for humans? Like, who was the first guy to look at a cow's udder to say, I wonder?
Well, you know, when it comes to like that, you know, you see, you know, a mammal, you see another mammal thriving on the cow's milk. So to me, that's a little more reasonable than looking at an oyster and deciding to eat it. By the way, I want to tell you about some oysters that I had very recently. And I'm, you know, I don't try to give people plugs, you know, unless they're, you know, a client of mine. But sometimes I like to just pass on, you know, positive news or something that's good. If you know, get good service somewhere or something. Sometimes I like to point that out. But I had these oysters at Acme Oyster House, raw oysters on Veterans Highway. I mean, I guess they have it downtown too. But it's the first time I've seen this. They are described as cool, salty. What was the wording? It was salty, off the bottom oysters. Or something
yeah,
like
off
that.
Bottom oysters. Yeah,
what is it called? Off the bottom.
Yeah, off bottom oysters.
Off
I think they have
oysters.
Them in Grand Isle, the jewels of Grand Isle.
Yeah, because apparently, and now that I hear about it, I've noticed, you know, when they're down on the sea bed, they take in grit. You know, sometimes you eat an oyster, there's a little grit in there. Well, the oysters that are raised off the bottom are like primo. And personally, it might go back to me looking at the inside of a large oyster ones. I like small cold oysters best, and they're kind of pricey. They were they were more than the regular oysters, but these cold, salty, off bottom oysters at Acme Oyster House, they were the best oysters I've ever had. They were just amazing, and I had no idea that eating oysters that were not raised on the bottom were better.
So to circle back, now that we know that licking a toad can cause hallucinations and things of this nature.
Yes.
Isn't it reasonable to deduce that every time a princess kisses a frog and a frog becomes a prince, she was just hallucinating about the guy of her dreams? She wasn't really, there was no prince there. She was just high off the toad juice.
That's a great point, that it wasn't really a prince. You just thought it was a prince. I mean, the frog looked like a prince to her. I guess so. Yeah, but I guess somebody learned, you know, because there are scientists who know these things, and they know that this frog secretes this toxin, and people were licking the toad to get the toxin into them to get a high. So I guess word got out that was good for them.